So tell us about your time in Turkey.
It was hard for me to start any work there because I wasn't speak Turkish that time, and I couldn't trust the people too. After all what happened, I couldn't trust anyone. So I start behavior like not me. I will not be gay anymore. I will not be with anyone anymore. It was very different experience there. I saw many friends. They are LGBTQ. It was the first time for me I met friends like me.
Oh, okay.
And they know me direct when they saw me and we talk.
Yeah.
They told me, you're gay.
Yeah.
I refused that time, but they say, we have the same. We are the same. He introduced his boyfriend to me. But I was start to be me that time because I start to read some information or some books or some articles about the LGBTQ. And I met with some people there from UN. They also interesting in LGBTQ. So I start to be comfortable there.
Yeah, you weren't so alone.
And I started to make some friends. They told me you can't travel to another countries if you not feel safe in Turkey because the border between my country and Turkey, they open anyone they can pass. And I received many messages in my Facebook from the Islamic community. And they told me, we're going to catch you and we're going to take you back to the country and we're gonna do the same thing for you. I handed the message for the UN in Istanbul and they saw everything and they helped me to, they put me in a safe building with a security. And after 4 months, they helped me to travel to Canada.